The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. A great Sunday is planned here. Of course, we plan, but it's really about the Lord meeting us here to hear His words, hear His gifts. So I want to give a warm welcome to everyone that's here this morning in person, and also those that are tuning in with us online as well. God's blessings be with you. We pray that the Lord meets you wherever you are watching our service today. I think we know, we talk about it oftentimes here at church, that as adults we oftentimes complicate things, make things a lot harder than they need to be. Children keep things so simple. That's a blessing that children are to us and in our families. One thing that we want to focus on is that when it comes to spirituality and faith, sometimes we can complicate it too much. And we make it too technical and too difficult to comprehend. Did you know that one of the points of the Lutheran Reformation was really to make things simpler, to make it easily understood and remembered? And so this month here at Peace, and in the weeks leading up to the Reformation celebration on October 27th, we're talking about three simple teachings of the Lutheran Church that keep things simple and encourage us in our daily walk. And those are highlighted in what's called the three solas. Sola is just a word that means alone. Those solas go with three special words: sola scriptura, sola fide, so that means sola by faith alone, sola gratia, by grace alone. And today we're going to focus in on the gift of Scripture and how it can impact our lives, how it speaks to us. So we're keeping it simple. Now, this service is also a very much a celebration, as it is LWML Sunday at our church, and so you'll see the ladies wearing purple. They do so much at our church. We're so thankful for what they do for our church. It's not just doing, though, it's really serving the Lord Jesus and what He wants done in the community and also in our church. So we're very thankful for what they do at our church. We're highlighting them, and they're actually showing us what they do. They're serving us completely in the reading and ushering and greeting today, and also hosting fellowship. Well, sharing treats at fellowship. There are cupcakes out there. Also in the service, we are welcoming new members here at our church. This Sunday, we're officially bringing in 7 new members, but there are quite a few new faces in our congregation, so be sure to reach out to anyone that you might know, might not know. Introduce yourself and make yourself available at the end of service to partake in cake and goodies out in the kitchen and get to know those new members at our church. Finally, just a couple highlights, too, about the week that's coming ahead. Tuesday, we have a lunch. The Rotary is hosting a lunch on the state of the Philomath School District. It should be really positive. A lot of good things are happening in the school district. And the superintendent, Susan Halliday, is going to be giving that presentation. We do need to properly prepare for food for that lunch on Tuesday. If you plan on going, just hold up your hand. I know there was one, so we got a few more. 1, 2, 3. Lindy, do you got those people? I don't know where Lindy, Dan, do you see him? You got him? Great. Dan's got him. Yep, 3 more. Yep. So that's great. That's Tuesday at noon. And then Thursday, there's a chamber luncheon. The Chamber of Commerce is meeting in our fellowship hall at noon. And anyone's welcome for that. There is a $15 charge for lunch on that particular gathering. And then finally, Friday, October 18th, is our blood drive here at Peace. If you have the time and space capacity to make a treat or goodie, feel free to do that, to share. Bring it Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, and the blood drive is on Friday. And I'm guessing I just selected Ellen's announcement. Is that right, Ellen?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add to that?
Just that we have 52 people signed up so far. Mm-hmm. There's a few openings left. So if anybody would like to donate blood, you can go online and do it. I don't have access to it anymore, and Cheryl's in Florida. So,
yep.
But we do need cookies and treats. The donors really, really appreciate it. Several of them have said, we used to go somewhere else, but now we come here because of goodies. goodies. So it really is important.
Thanks, Ellen. Also, Tables of Peace is starting up. It's going to start in the month of November. This is a way to get to know your fellow members here at Peace, or new members at Peace, over a meal and a brief discussion. Just some of those groups really form into long-lasting friendships and support groups at our church. So if you have a desire to be a part of Tables of Peace, sign up on the sign-up sheet in the hallway going into the fellowship hall. If you have any questions about Tables of Peace too, I want to highlight Linda. Linda is leading the Tables of Peace, so she's right over here. Seek Linda out if you have any questions about that. Good. I think that does it for our announcements. We're going to begin our worship service with our opening hymn, Christ is Our Cornerstone, on page 5 in our bulletin, and also projected on the wall in front of us as well. God's blessings on your worship.